Our great God, O Lord, your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Go ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery as you lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me, your love makes me, your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done, on this earth. Thank you for having in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiven us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hast delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have aught against any. And I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set, O God, over my mouth, Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong. But let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. for I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me, my Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed. When you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father Love, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. My Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. My Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of Hosts. So, I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick cloud, a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon me, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to my light, and kings to brightness of my dawn. I lift up my eyes and look about me. All assemble and come to me. My sons come from afar, and my daughters are carried on the hip. Then I look and be radiant. My heart throb and swell with joy. The wealth of underseas are being brought to me. To me, the riches of the nations are coming. As it is written, he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life, and Lord my God, I thank you for the blood. Aptly, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I and us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because we belong to you, Father Love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Father Love, I thank you for having translated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries and lands and territories, from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus I wash us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, thus by the blood of Christ and Holy Ghost, resurrection, fire, Bible, confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You have lost, we have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, and behold, the glory is here. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, I thank you, Father Love, that blessed are those who bless us, and cursed is he who curses us and speaks insolent language toward us. And cursed are those who curse us, and blessed are those who bless us. Thus, by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plans of the enemy, all his strategies against us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic spirit, demonic stronghold, strong men that would carry out this wickedness. Cursed be every wrongdoing, cursed be every bad bacteria, germs, viruses, fungals, everything that would harm us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, lands, and territories. Cursed be them all, by the blood of the Lamb, all their powers and ability to still kill and destroy, be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness, any bad vaccines, none of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we each shall be delivered. Thank you, Father Love, Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit. I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crushed the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plead I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, and within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this Scatterbrand family, households, and ministries, they hid the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ, that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. The Lord beats down before us the enemies that rise up against us. Do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee before us in seven. The Lord affirming his blessing upon us, upon us, the Scatterbrand family, households and ministries, on our bonds and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God has given us. So no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the lot of the servants of the Lord, our vindication from him, says the Lord. And by the blood of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, resurrection power, who lives in us, dwells in us, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds us to consume every attempt of the enemy against us, this Scatterbrand family, households and ministries, lands and territories, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. By the blood of the cross of Christ, the Lord our God has set us high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. So my beloved, my son, sons and daughters, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it with love's goodness, with love's growth, using all its vast resources to the service of God and men. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. The fear of you and the dread of you are upon them all. Into your hands are they delivered. Our Father has now given you everything for your enjoyment and for his good pleasure. For the Lord your God has made you into his image and after his likeness, and has given you dominion over the whole earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Anyone who would come against you, the Lord himself goes before you. The Lord God of hosts is with you always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us? So by the blood of the Lamb, on our lentils and on our doorpost, there be, I thank you, Father Love, that there be no witch in our walls, no exile no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. So in our means, in our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the hidden and we, his beloved. All of the hidden shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away. At God's appointed time and at God's appointed time and hour, for we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God would soon bring it about. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this battleground family, households, and ministries. We, his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. So we continue to think and speak and act and walk and learn in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. There be peace. We spend our days in prosperity and our years in happiness. There be peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. Within our palaces and our lives, lands, and territories, our families, households, and ministries, lands, and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side, unto our being caught up into glory without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in us, for we are your workmanship, handiwork, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him, and he remains in me, relieving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. For I was crucified with the Lord. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. Therefore, I am the church called to a glory. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I habitually put to death the sinful deeds of the body. I will live forever. For my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Holy Spirit, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. By the love you hold in your hand, my breath of life and my ways. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal him to the world. I am God's expression, his righteousness, his holiness, and his love. And I am God's representative, his authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world, I will be received up into glory. I am the body of Christ, of the Anointed One. So lead on, good shepherd, I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the God who judges justly, my advocate, my defender, my doctor, my healer, my Jehovah Yireh, my El Shaddai, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother, my bridegroom. Lord, my love, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, love, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, Father, love, I thank you that it is the Lord our God who has given us power, to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. This day. Do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the gold, the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? There is we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries will stand before kings and not before unknown men. For God is not unjust as to forget our works and the love that we have shown him as we have helped his people and continue to help them. The Lord, I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full, a good man leaves an inheritance of more stability praise the Lord. A good man leaves an inheritance of more stability and a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness and to his children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its ways into the hands of the us, the righteous, for whom it was laid up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, honey, for whom it was laid up. For it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and he, the Lord, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And praise the Lord. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the lame walk, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, the lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the dead, the maimed are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about, doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Praise the Lord. He has done it. It is finished. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And forever. And vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in our mouths. The Lord God has established a stronghold against his enemies to silence the avenger, the enemy, and the avenger. He unleashed against them his heart anger, his wrath, indignation, and hostility, a band of destroying angels. And in the Lord God has vindicated us in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord brought us his beloved, the Scatterbomb family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold. And there is no feeble part in my body. There is none feeble among us, the Scatterbomb family, households, and ministries. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. We are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb, we are made whole. That the works of God be made visible, be made manifest in me. God's Holy Ghost resurrection power is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My Father, my Daddy, quickening my mortal body, for the day, because of his Spirit, his everlasting fire lives in me. Praise the Lord. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Love, for having restored my right leg, my right foot, and all my limbs and every part of my body that needed restoration. And once and again, I can run and dance, and continually declare that Jesus did it again. And we, the Scatterbomb family, households, and ministries, will forever proclaim that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes, for the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost, taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold a return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our strength, our youth like that of an eagle's, our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Lord, for cleansing our bloods with the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that you bless our food and drink and remove all sickness from our midst. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our Rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood. the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain for we, the scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdoms, remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, we are resting in your goodness expressed through your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above all your names, and your heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, for creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hands, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, Father love, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love exalted us. And through your being an untimed God, the true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain comes down from heaven and does not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent forth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. As it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth, in which you are well pleased. So is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? The God of the impossible, the God of glory, the God of thunder and lightning, the God of all power, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So, Father, love, reveal your glory in this earth. Reveal your glory in this scatterbound family. Let your glory be seen in each of our lives, our lands and territories, family, households and ministries. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord. To your glory, God our Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the spoken word. Faith released, we believe, we receive, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. Amen. Amen. And by the spirit of the living God, Abba. Let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes, and your Son come. For as it is said, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of Christ, and that if for the everlasting fire that surrounds you by day and by night, and who dwells in you, is always protecting, preserving, and providing for you by our Father in heaven. For you are always blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie. Thank you, honey. Your face is covered with glitter. Look, this, I think it's from there. Praise the Lord. Glory and honor, dominion and power, and now and worship, now and forever. Our Lord God, omnipotent, reign and power forever. Greater than all you are, so when Lord God, great God, worthy of honor and glory, we stand here in reverence, blessed with your presence, Jehovah, forever and ever, forever and ever, our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.